Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
I'm John Batchelor with Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution, a senior fellow reflecting on the end of the combat season in Ukraine. Winter weather closes in on the Donbass, and the word exhaustion is in the air. The question of what is to be done has not been answered in a year and a half of war. And in Gaza, there is recognition that a ceasefire is in train. It hasn't happened yet. In exchange for hostages or hostages for prisoners, it's very inexact. This is two wars with a third war threatened in Asia. So quickly, Victor, Ukraine war. There appears to be footsteps heading to the exit on this in the United States, in Europe. Do you hear the same footsteps?
Yeah, I think that Ukraine was pressured by its allies to have this spring and summer offensive. And in anticipation of that, the Russians built this huge kind of Maginot line of minefields and concrete and wire and drones. And unfortunately, Ukraine, which was vastly outnumbered in terms of manpower and wherewithal, like a ram, beat its head against this thing and could not break through and suffered an inordinate amount of casualties. Under that calculus of death, for every casualty they suffer, Russia suffers too, and in the long run, Russia would win at that ratio. And I think that's what we're witnessing. So there has to be some negotiation over the Crimea and the Donbass, and then maybe discussions about whether Ukraine should not be in NATO, et cetera. And so I think it's 800,000 casualties, dead, wounded, and missing, some people have suggested. And I think it's time to stop the bloodbath.
Gaza war, we don't have any good details here. It's fog of war. I just read the headlines, the word ceasefire, exchanging some prisoners that Israel has for the hostages. Israel says it will stay with the conflict, even with the ceasefires, until Hamas is broken. Do you believe it, Victor? Will the U.S. back Israel with that ambition?
I hope they do. They don't have any choice, because you can see what is going on with Hamas. They took 240 hostages for this very purpose. So they let a large group of women and children, supposedly 50. And then when those are released and the 5 days are up, you know what they're going to do. They're going to say, well, maybe we'll let you have 20. And then next time 10, and the next time 8, and then 1 and 1 and 1, and try to drag it out forever. And if the Israelis were going to do that, it would be disastrous, because it would be hitting a proverbial hornet's nest and then not finishing off with the nest. It would just excite people in the Middle East and give them confidence where they should not have confidence, that they didn't finish the job. So it should be a one-off hostage release. And hopefully during this 5-day period, Israeli intelligence can find out some more information about the remaining hostages and the tunnels, but they have to continue as quickly as possible to destroy the tunnel labyrinth and find the Hamas kingpins and get rid of them. If they don't, it will be seen as a victory, and then you'll have a problem with Hezbollah or Iran getting in on the premise that Hamas stopped the Israelis, they won, so therefore we should jump in.
Victor Davis Hanson, the Hoover Institution at Thanksgiving. I'm John Mitch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.